Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the latest episode of the Red Men Bite Size podcast. It is Friday, January 12th. I hope all is well where you are. Got a couple of news stories to chat through today revolving around Liverpool Football Club. They haven't got a game this weekend. They're having a well-earned rest after beating Fulham and ahead of the Bournemouth clash in the league. But there's still a little bit of news to talk about. The first one, confirmed news, is that Luke Chambers has sealed a loan move to Wigan Athletic until the end of the season. Yet Luke Chambers has played first team footy for Liverpool already, but according to the official LFC website, they want to get him even more first team experience. Obviously, the fact that both Andy Robertson and Kostas Tsimikas are out injured, and Liverpool have decided that Luke isn't quite ready to play first team football in their absence yet. Obviously, Joe Gomez has been playing left back, and of course, they recalled Owen Beck, who was last seen having his head absolutely pecked off by Jürgen Klopp on the sidelines. But having watched Luke in the first team a couple of times, whether it be pre-season, we saw him in the Europa League game as well. I think it's a fair move. I think he looked a little bit like he just needs a little bit more development, and hopefully he gets that at Wigan. Liverpool will continue to use Joe Gomez at left back with Owen Beck as his backup until both Robertson and Tsimikas are back. You know, Pep Linders said before the Fulham game, they're expected to be in training near the end of the month, so we're only a couple of weeks away, of course, of which some of that is the winter break that they're on now. So hopefully it works out well for Luke. There's been really good loans, a la Conor Bradley at Bolton, a la Harvey Elliott at Blackburn, you know, Leighton Clarkson had a good loan before he was sold. There's also been some bad loans. I'm thinking Reece Williams, Nat Phillips, for example. And unfortunately, another one of those is Calvin Ramsey, which takes me on to the next story. Liverpool, according to reports, are about to recall Calvin Ramsey back from Preston North End. Calvin signed for Liverpool and when he was injured. And since then, it's been a little bit of a struggle for him. He went to Preston looking to get some footy under his belt because, his first year at Liverpool was just blighted by injuries. He made, you know, 2 appearances in the first team, 1 League Cup game and a few minutes against Napoli. However, he's had fitness issues at Preston since then. He hasn't been able to get himself back in the team. We saw the likes of Reece Williams and Fabio Carvalho get called back because they weren't playing too much. Carvalho has since departed, of course, the Hull City. It looks like Reece Williams is going to go out on another loan as well. Calvin Ramsey, he might come back, and I don't think he'll be in first team contention yet. Liverpool have to decide, is he fit enough to go out on loan, or do Liverpool need to look after him for 6 months, get him fully fit, let him maybe, you know, play some under 23s football and really work on the injuries, because ever since he signed injured, he's had so many problems. They might just say, you know what, rather than play, let's get you fully fit, right, etc., before we send you back out again. But yeah, it does look like Calvin Ramsey will be back on Anfield or back at the Access sooner rather than later. And yeah, didn't really work out for him in the end at Preston. Before we speak about Joe Gomez and Joel Matip, both potentially being targets, apparently, for Steven Gerrard over at Al Etifak. Just a quick couple of messages. Redmenmerch.com. If you're looking for some new T-shirts to kit yourselves out in January, our January sales are now live. Each day on redmenmerch.com, there'll be different items available for sale. Today, at time recording, it's our Succession T-shirt that's 20% off. So go and check that out. Go to the website each and every day. There'll be different offers for you. So if you've got some money left over from Christmas, maybe you've got some cash rather than gifts, and you're looking for some good merchandise to wear, so yeah, redmenmerch.com. Today is the Succession shirt. There'll be loads of other ones coming up throughout the course of the week. Obviously, you guys podcast listeners, if you haven't checked out our YouTube channel already, hey, I'm sure you have, but at 5 p.m. on our YouTube channel today, Friday. Finding Istanbul episode 2 will go live. So yeah, in episode 1 I went to Jamie Carragher's house to get a shirt signed. In episode 2 I'm on the hunt for another Liverpool legend. So yeah, 5 o'clock YouTube, Finding Istanbul, check it out. And then final message, then very, very quickly, redmenplus.com. We're still running our offer of a free month of redmenplus.com. So while the Reds aren't playing, if you need some stuff to watch, such as the 50 greatest Liverpool signings of all time, such as our wonderful, wonderful, wonderful Roberto Firmino docu-series, the best in the world, yeah, redmenplus.com. Sign up today using code KLOP. Go and watch all of it completely free for a month. If you cancel before that month ends, you won't be charged a penny. So yeah, go and check out some amazing Liverpool content to keep you covered while the Reds aren't here. Our final story to move on to then. According to reports, Steven Gerrard has got his eyes on two other Liverpool players. Yes, having already taken Jordan Henderson in the summer, Steven Gerrard is now eyeing up moves for Joel Matip and Joe Gomez, according to reports. Let's start with the first one. Let's start with Joe Gomez, which it's not going to happen in January regardless. I don't see it happening in the summer either. Joe, listen, he's more than good enough to get moves wherever he wants to go, really. A lot of clubs will be lucky to have him. I think Liverpool will be loath to let him go. We've seen already this season how his versatility, how key it's been. He's done really well at right back, he's done well at left back, he's came on a centre back in games and done well. So that one is, for me, is a non-starter. I know Steven Gerrard tried to get Joe Gomez when he was the Aston Villa manager, so there's a respect, and he obviously likes the player. I don't see that one happening, if truth be told. I think the Joel Matip one is interesting and potentially more likely. As we know, Joel Matip's currently out injured. He's done his knee ligaments. That's him done for the rest of this season, and it might be that's his Liverpool career done. He is, you know, he's no spring chicken, with all due respect to Joel. He's 32. He turns 33 at the very, very start of next season. I think if Liverpool are going to sign a defender in the summer, then that might be the end of Joel Matip. At time record, he's out of contract. I think Liverpool will offer him a new contract that gets him through his rehab period. I think Jürgen Klopp said as much when the injury happened, because obviously it happened in the middle of the season, and if he's going to be out for a year, that does take him past the transfer window into next season. So I do wonder how Liverpool are going to treat that. I think they'll just give him a contract until he's better. But from there on, we're not going to be able to sell him. What does he want to do? Talent-wise, there's no doubt Joel Matip's ability, he's able to play at the highest level. We saw that again at the start of this season when he was absolutely fantastic, both in the Premier League, in Europe as well. He had a superb start to his season. Unfortunately, the injury struck, and that's him. So if you're advising Joel, do you want to stay at the top level, or do you think go and take it a little bit easier? You're age 33 and 34 seasons, coming off the back of a bad knee, on you know, an injury blighted career, really. He's had some big long term injuries since he arrived as Joel Matip. Maybe you say he's the type of player who go, you know, go and cash in, go and live in a warmer climate, go and fill your boots with loads and loads of money. And that, rather than putting yourself through, because he could certainly play for a Premier League team, he could play in any league, top league, you know, maybe back in the Bundesliga or whatever. And I wouldn't begrudge him that, of course you wouldn't. He's certainly good enough to win trophies, but having won all the trophies anyway that he can possibly want, perhaps, I wouldn't be shocked if we see Joel Matip take the Saudi move. Now, obviously, like Henderson's trying to get out of there already, so maybe the grass isn't always greener, and maybe he gets some advice and it isn't for him. Because it's always easy to sign the first wave of player in new leagues when you're splashing the cash, as the Saudis found. But is the second wave, are they looking at it going, yeah, I can get loads and loads of money, but does that fulfil what I'm after? We'll see what Joel's ambitions are, but I wouldn't be shocked if this one happens. The Gomez one's a non-starter. As much as Gerrard likes him, I'm sure he would like to sign him. Don't see it personally. But Matip, I think it's fair enough to say I probably could see that one happening. So it's worth keeping an eye on Joel Matip's future. My guess is that he's probably not going to play for Liverpool again, which is a shame that he had to go out with an injury, which is a real shame. I'm sure as and when he does leave, he'll get a really good reception, getting brought back to Anfield, whether that's before a game, half-time, whatever. But I don't think we're going to see him as a player. So maybe Saudi does suit him. Right, going to start wrapping up. Bite size here. Like I mentioned before, guys, whether it's the League Cup semi-final, second leg, the FA Cup fourth round, all of the January transfer window, all of our specials. There's so many good reasons to go and check out redmenplus.com. Use the code KLOP. Get it for free for a month. Go and check it all out. And yeah, I'm sure you will love it. So yeah, go and do that. All that content, most of the content, I mean, is available in video and podcast form. So you can listen to it in your native podcasting apps, which is cool for you. So yeah, thanks very much for listening to this episode of the Red Men Bite Size podcast. We'll be back with another one next week. Have a good weekend, everyone.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.